This next piece is quite unique. Aunt Rhody's Appetite is a novel setting in which beginning bands can perform the standard folk songs found in the first few pages of many band methods. Because they are so easy, these arrangements by themselves would not make much of a concert, even for a beginning band. But combined with a play, the songs become sufficiently interesting to the audience without taxing the capabilities of students who have been playing for only about 10 to 12 weeks. The story tells of Aunt Rhody's plan to cook the old gray goose for her holiday dinner. Aunt Rhody's Appetite has been found to be a very effective December concert piece by many elementary school band directors in and around the composer's school district. Please listen to Aunt Rhody's Appetite by Joseph Campello.
Once upon a time, there was an old gray goose who lived on a farm. The farm belonged to a lady whom everyone called Aunt Rhody.
Is getting awfully old. I better cook him for my holiday dinner this year before he gets too tough to eat.
Aunt Rhody's neighbor on the next farm was Pierre, the French chef.
Bonjour, Aunt Rhody. What can I do for you on this beautiful day?
Well, I'd like to borrow your big roasting pan. I'm going to cook that old gray goose for my holiday dinner.
Sacré bien, oh mon dieu! Don't cook the old gray goose. Perhaps you'll change your mind after you have eaten some of my hot cross buns.
Crust buns were very tasty, Pierre, but tomorrow I'm still going to cook that old gray goose.
How can you be so cruel?
Well, I'm no more cruel than that girl, Mary. Haven't you heard the gossip about her?
What gossip?
Well, I heard that for dinner the other night, Mary had a little lamb.
Thank you.
Pierre was very upset, so that night he went to see the old gray goose.
Did you know, mon ami, that Aunt Rhody was planning on having you for her holiday dinner?
Delightful. And what is she serving?
You! Quick, run down to the river and take my rowboat. Run away as fast as you can.
Next morning, Pierre went to see Aunt Rhody and told her how he warned the old gray goose and gave him the rowboat.
Oh, that's all right, Pierre. I was really very fond of that goose. I never could have cooked him. As a matter of fact, I miss him already.
Just then, the old gray goose came waddling over the hill.
Don't cry, Aunt Rhody. I knew you would never be mean enough to cook me.
Oh, dear. I'm so sorry you had to run away and row down the river in the cold night air.
Well, at least something good happened on the way down the river. I met a new friend. His name is Turkey Lurkey. Would you care to meet him sometime, Aunt Rhody?
No, I certainly would. I certainly would.
The old gray goose, Aunt Rhody, and Pierre all laughed and then joined hands and danced a lively polka.